might be hearing on the news networks across the UK what Grant Shapps has been saying. He's a former Conservative Party chairman. He was talking to me on my Five Live show last night, Question Time, Extra Time, with myself and our political core over there, Ian Watson. And he has revealed on that programme last night that he is one of the ringleaders trying to bring down the Prime Minister, Theresa May. He says up to 30 Tory MPs support his move and that five former cabinet ministers have indicated that they are in agreement. He also says within this interview that he has been speaking to people within the current cabinet. Let's have a listen to what he said.
Well, I think she should call a leadership election. We did have a result that was not at all what anyone wanted, least of all what she had wanted or anticipated. And, you know, I think sometimes when things happen, you have to just take responsibility for them. And I think that's what should happen here.
When you watched her speech at the conference, what was in your mind?
Well, I was desperate, like everyone else, to see a good, successful week in Manchester. Obviously, we had a lot of issues going in with, you know, disarray or arguments within the cabinet. And I think it is a question of having the authority to sort of, or the lack of authority to get that in place. But, you know, this is a view I've held for quite some time. Quite a lot of colleagues feel the same way, including five former cabinet ministers. And we have been, you know, just carefully and quietly, if a colleague feels the same way, they've been letting us know. And the plan was actually to do it entirely quietly and without publicity. So I was sad to see it on the front of the Times today. The newspaper tells me that the whips told them the information, exactly the opposite to what we wanted to do, because we didn't want it to be embarrassing for Theresa May either.
So how many names are on this list you're helping to organise?
Well, this list has been growing, like even this afternoon, a couple of extra people have joined it. They're people who have already texted the chief whip or the 1922 chairman to express their views, and then have just sort of said, "Oh, by the way, that I'm included there." There are more than two dozen. It's perhaps up to 30, and it's these are people, by the way, originally, and some of them indeed now, just think that having not won the election, Theresa May was entirely right when she came to the backbench 1922 committee immediately afterwards and said, "I got a sense of the mess, I'll get us out of it, and I'll serve for as long as you want me to." And I think that was the key point. So people who are surprised to then hear her say she's going to go on, and I think probably what this week's done is to move some of those people to thinking that she should go and call that leadership election sooner rather than later, and or new people who've added themselves to
Are there any people in the current cabinet who are on that list?
No.
What does that tell you?
It tells me that they're waiting for somebody else to do it. I can tell you that there have been discussions with people who are in the cabinet up until now who were perfectly aware of this as well.
So you can tell me that there are people who are in the Theresa May's cabinet who are aware of this happening and agree with it?
I'm certainly aware of it, yes.
Well, aware of it and saying what?
Well, I don't want to sort of second guess what they think of it or indeed get into private conversations, but it is the case that there are have been members of the cabinet who have been aware of this list. But as I say, people have, you know, we live in a democracy, the party is a democracy. I care about the party, you know, hugely, having been its party chairman for 3 years. And I think it's really important that people are able to have these discussions and express their views. Now, what I thought would be a helpful process would be, rather than for Theresa May to be forced into a leadership election through letters going to the 1922 chairman. Now, that's the normal formal process, which then means everyone knows that she's on the back foot. It would be helpful for her to know the strength of feeling, the number of colleagues, and when that list is at a decent size, that she would be the only person, in fact, to be in receipt of it.
Isn't it the case, Grant, though, that that she isn't on the back foot in this sense, that you do have around 30 people who are expressing some discomfort at how things are being handled, the fact that she's going to have to go. But as you know, the official rules are that you need 15% of the parliamentary party, 48 MPs, to call on her to go. If you fall short of that, won't that simply embolden her to stay on? Isn't that why the Whips, for example, have leaked your name to the Times?
I suspect they've actually leaked it by accident. I think they probably had a conversation with a journalist and then were quite surprised to discover what they said was on the front page of the newspaper. But there's never been any... When Number 10 actually called and asked me if this was true a few weeks back, and I said, yeah, there are a list of people who are concerned and do want actually Theresa May just to stick to what she said, which was that it was in her hands, or rather in the hands of the party, I mean. So that list exists. It's a fact. And the hope was to be able to present that to her privately, rather than going through the process of formal letters, which means that it becomes a public process, which unfortunately, only because the Whips have mentioned it to a national newspaper, it has now. And you know, as you say, now it turns into that one and single thing. I will add my name to those who have told the chair of the 1922 tomorrow that I now think there should be a leadership election. I hadn't done that thus far, and nor had the majority of people, I think, on this list.
But are you confident you could get to that, as it were, magic figure of 48, enough to trigger this contest if she digs her heels in?
I don't know, and I don't know at what speed. And I've never been one to overestimate. I've read sort of ludicrous versions of there being 50 people on a list or something like that in the papers after the last over the last few weeks. It's certainly not the case, and not what I've ever said. So the reality is I don't know, but there's nothing wrong, and it's a perfectly democratic process. And indeed, Number 10 very reasonably actually said to me when they asked if it was true and it existed, no one should be criticised for having a view. Not in this party that I've been.
Are you serious? Number 10 has told you no one should be criticised for trying to bring the Prime Minister down.
Robbie Gibb, who is her director of communications, said exactly to me that no one should be criticised for having a different view, about when she should go. It's a perfectly reasonable thing.
You're trying to bring the Prime Minister down.
Well, I think if you have an election and the election doesn't go to plan, as indeed if you do anything in life, there's a question of taking responsibility for it. Now, we all hope there'd be a great reboot this week. We all hope that the cabinet would unite behind the Prime Minister. I'm disappointed that hasn't happened.
Well, the cabinet surely has united around the Prime Minister.
Okay, come on. If you were watching the same party conference as me, I assume.
If you do not have any signatories to that list from the cabinet.
Well, you're watching the same party conference as me, and most of the week was occupied with other cabinet ministers and whether the same lines were being towed and what have you, and it didn't sort of all end as planned either. I don't think it is the right or responsible thing to do to simply allow a situation to drift. Now, others rightly may disagree, and there's a large payroll in any party that's in government of ministers are being paid, and I don't suppose they will be joining the list to give up their pay.
There is a worry, though, isn't there, that it's wider than just ministers. It's the backbenchers as well, some other backbenchers. And what they're worried about is we're both old enough to remember IDS being ousted a month after a conference at which he'd actually got a standing ovation, or many standing ovations, a bizarre number of standing ovations, and out he went less than a month later. But he was leader of the opposition, and many backbenchers feel, look, this is in the middle of Brexit negotiations, and it's a prime minister we're getting rid of, and we're not sure quite what we're going to get in her place. And that's, I would suggest, is presumably keeping some people back from signing that list, whether or not they think she's doing a good job or not.
I think it's the only thing holding her back, Ian, holding them back. But we sort of know how this ends. John Major was the Prime Minister who was able to cling on, lots of concerns, and then we ended up losing the election in a very big way. Gordon Brown was in a similar situation, and he ended up losing the election. So I think we know how this ends. I think Theresa May was absolutely right when she came to the 1922 immediately after the election and said, I got us into this mess, I'll get you out of this mess, but I'll serve for as long as you want me to do so. And in a sense, so you therefore serves at the pleasure of the party, not the other way around. And the party is perfectly at liberty to have individual members.
Can we just clear on the list again? There are a range of people, we all know this is going on, as it were, off the record, it's now come into the front page of the papers. But there are a range of people who are basically wanted to sign this a list or possibly send a letter to the 1922 committee as a kind of insurance policy in case Theresa May did what she was threatening to do, if you like, which was to fight the next election. They wanted to make sure she left after Brexit 2019. Are you saying that the 30 people who are now on this list would like to see her go as soon as possible? They're not simply saying go in a couple of years' time. They're saying go now, things have gone too far, and you cannot recover. Yeah.
What's happened is people who previously thought that 2019 should be the backstop date once Brexit's done, you know, have perhaps after this week decided that that can't wait that long and have moved up that list. And people have a range of different views. What's interesting also about the list, by the way, is it's made up of strong Eurosceptics or Brexiteers, as they'd now be known, strong Remainers, and people who are sort of somewhere in the middle, which is broadly where I am. And it's not a list which is of people who are in favour of a particular candidate. In fact, I don't think you find much agreement amongst the list. There's simply people think that, you know, democracy should play its part, that actually a leadership election would be the way to do that. And I'm sorry, as I say, that the Whips have chosen to brief a newspaper about it, inadvertently or otherwise, because actually the whole point was the only person who would see that and then be able to make a decision would be the Prime Minister herself.
Grant, you say after what has happened this week, for those who say she had a cough and that's not her fault, that the set fell apart and that was not her fault, and that a prankster got close to her and that wasn't her fault, what has she done wrong this week?
Well, that's focusing on the last day of it. I think there are two other issues. One is that we didn't have that united cabinet that I think is essential for a prime minister who's got authority to have, and we saw most of the week was actually occupied by that. It was nothing to do with the speech on the last day was a separate thing, but most of the week was operated by was that. Then we had looking at the range of policies, perhaps a sense that we're not, you know, quite firing on all cylinders and pushing in the right direction there. And then, of course, the speech, you know, forget the individual events, needed to be that reboot. I mean, but by the way, I was chairman for 3 years, three conferences over that period, and we used to, you know, gameplay how to prevent the Prime Minister and ministers from being, you know, attacked on stage by designing the stage set so it doesn't jut out in that way, by making sure that accreditation was as firm as possible. These things happen, but I think it's very, very, very concerning, by the way, just on this point, that, you know, had someone had... This was a prankster who got in under his own name and should not have got through that part of the process, shouldn't have got through accreditation. If it was someone with a more malicious intent, then they could have had, you know, a knife thrown in that area. We could have literally seen, you know, a very dramatic scene unfolding in front, much more dramatic scene unfolding in front of us. And I think that shouldn't happen.
Do you have any knowledge that Boris Johnson wants the Prime Minister to go? Have you had any conversations with him?
No, none at all.
Do you have any knowledge as to whether he wants the Prime Minister to stay or go?
I know as much as you do on this. I've not had conversations with him about this any time recently whilst she's been Prime Minister.
Have you spoken to members of the Cabinet?
Yes, I'm not going to go into all my conversations with each member of the Cabinet.
I'm guessing you won't tell me names, but yes. Have you spoken to members of the Cabinet who want Theresa May to go?
Yes.
How many?
I'm not going to go into details. I think it would just turn into a witch hunt, but I'm telling you that I have.
And who could unite the party now, Grant? You said people are supporting different candidates potentially who want a leadership contest, but who could unite the party?
I believe in a democratic process, so we should go out and we should have that leadership election. You know, I have faith in the system that, you know, the best person will come forward. The party should, I think, certainly the decision should go out to the party this time. I think it was a bit problematic that it hadn't previously. I think party members do want to have that say, and they, you know, after all, pay their fees for that moment.
Who would you put on the final two that would go to party members?
No, I don't. I genuinely don't know. What I'd like to see is that leadership election begun, and then anyone who wants it. Actually, the rules in the Conservative Party are very different, actually, as it happens, to the rules that the Labour Party are trying to change at the moment. Just let me explain this. It only takes a proposer and seconder, and somebody is then in the race, and then MPs narrow it down to two people. So that means the field could be quite wide open, and I'd really like to see and hear the ideas from different colleagues.
And as a former Conservative chairman, Grant Shapps, what is your message to Theresa May?
Well, first of all, I'm sorry that your whips decided to brief a newspaper about the existence of this list. It was, you know, intended for your eyes. I have to be completely honest with you. If I were your party chairman, I'd be telling you this, in fact, that, you know, when you fight an election that wasn't required and have this kind of result and haven't been able to sort of have a reboot since that, of which this week would have been the ideal opportunity, and have a cabinet which has not been as united as we'd like to see, then the writing is on the wall. And you know, huge respect for her for taking over at the time she did, trying to do a near impossible job. The election that wasn't required made that job absolutely impossible. That's where you are, and therefore what's required now is to move on.
And will she be in that job by the end of the year, do you think?
I really don't know. You know, I had, you know, always hoped that actually this would not be, you know, a public process, that she would see this list and it would take as long as it needed before she was presented with it. But I don't know whether she'll be in the job in a month, a year, 2 years. I do know that, you know, when you take on something like a general election that's not required and it doesn't work out, then unfortunately there is a consequence to that, and it's not just ploughing on.